I think I was the first person to sound the alarm, and I just looked it up. It was back in March 2008. So this has been a very long campaign, running for years. And as you say, D-Day, well, at least the planning control D-Day, but certainly not the end of the argument.
So an important constituency issue for you.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I mean, you know, this is the wrong place to build an incinerator. It's right by a special needs school. The trucks will have to go past the back doors of a lot of my residents. I offered to work with the incinerator company to find a more appropriate site, but they rebuffed that and have ploughed on with this regardless.
OK, now, do you think Veolia Environmental Services have listened enough?
I just think it's a sort of, you know, wrong-headed approach. What they should be doing is working to get the community on board. And I've not been speaking personally, not been a blockhead about this. I've been saying to them, look, I'm very happy to work with you to find locations which might be better. For example, one that might be off a dual carriageway would be more sensible, but not this location. This location is by a special needs school. It means that the trucks will have to go past, you know, very close to people's back doors. This is going to be a big quality of life issue for my residents.
Absolutely. You've been out there protesting with residents. Do you think the feeling is as strong as ever?
I think that's right. And, you know, by the way, although D-Day, as you say, next week with this planning control meeting, certainly not the end of the track. We have raised a lot of money, nearly £60,000 for the legal campaign against this incinerator. It's called the New Barnfield Action Trust. Anyone who wants to contribute to it is welcome to do so. They can just do that via my office in Hatfield. You know, that money is there to make sure that we can fight this battle, even if the decision next week is to go ahead with it.
And finally, Grant, if the plans are given the go-ahead at County Hall, what options do you have left? Is there any hope?
Right. So one of the things I've already done is to write to the Secretary of State for Communities and Local Government, that's Eric Pickles, and have alerted him to this issue. I said that this is an issue of a big, you know, significance. It's much more than a normal planning application, in other words. And I've asked him to call it in. Now, once the decision is made next week, if it is to go ahead with it, I'll be writing again, asking for the Secretary of State to call in that decision. Calling in the decision means that it can be looked at again by ministers. And that's what we're keen to do. And if that fails, and we'll have to see, then the next stage is judicial review. And judicial review is a legal process where we challenge the actual procedures used themselves by the incinerator company and county, and essentially we'll be saying, look, you haven't followed the right procedure, which they have not, because, for example, they decided on an incinerator before they even had a plan in place, what they call a core waste strategy. They decided the answer was an incinerator before they had even worked out what their waste strategy was. So they've done it the wrong way round, and they'll be vulnerable on that fact.
OK, Grant, thank you very much for joining us.